This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Flying extreme maneuvers in cutting-edge aircraft in front of huge crowds is a glamorous job, but it's also incredibly demanding. It requires hard work, passionate commitment, and the good judgment to take risks without compromising safety. Michael Goulian, in 20 years of airshow flying, has won aerobatic championships, showmanship awards, and Red Bull air races, and in a couple of weeks, he'll be at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh to fly for some of the biggest crowds in the world. This is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I talked with Mike over the phone from Florida.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, glad to be on the phone, and looking forward to a great Oshkosh coming up.
Oh, I'm sure. So we'll be talking about that in a second. So I was wondering, to start out, if you could talk to us a little bit about your airplane, the Extra 330, and what it is that that airplane can do that really helps you put on a great show, and, you know, kind of what's unique and special about your routine.
Well, you know, just to start off with the airplane, Mary, if you're sort of an old diehard airshow fan and you think you know extras, the Extra 330 SC, which I fly, is actually the newest model that was created as a follow-on to the 300 SHP, which was the airplane that Walter Extra and I sort of worked on together. The 300S, which has been out there for quite a while, actually since 1994, that airplane just started to get a little bit dated. Its roll rate was a little slow. It was a little too heavy, and Walter and I worked together to make sort of the next generation Extra, which really meant that we're looking for a faster roll rate, better snap rolling capability, better tumbling capability, better systems for airshow performances and things like that. And the 330SC, which is what I'm flying now, is that latest and greatest one. They started building them about 2 years ago, and there's about four or five of them in the country. So the biggest difference you'll find is the airplane is just super fast through the aerobatic area. And also, you know, if you are a diehard watcher of extras at air shows, you'd say, yeah, they tumble, but they don't tumble that great. Well, this one really does. So if you're at Oshkosh this summer or at one of the air shows that we're going to be at, you'll really be able to see a large performance difference in the airplane.
So what is the difference between a not-so-great tumble and a perfect tumble? What should an air show watcher be looking for?
Well, it's a good question. It might be a better question to ask Walter, but from my standpoint, it's really how an airplane, it behaves more than anything. So the original 300S Extra was designed more as a competition aerobatic airplane than it was an air show plane, so it's a little more stable than the 330SC. The tail was not quite as aggressive. Probably the CG is a little bit too far forward. So when you're trying to make an airplane tumble, it really needs to be completely stalled to do that. And the elevator horizontal stabilizer combination was just a little too small in the 300S in the older version. So you just weren't able to, what we call in the airshow business, unlock the airplane, where it looks like it's just literally tumbling nose over tail right around its own wingtip axis. And it's really doing that with the help of the propeller, which on ours we have a composite Hartzell prop, which really has a lot of gyroscopic capability with it. So the airplane really whips around and tumbles a lot.
Well, I know you're a real perfectionist, because with all the years you've been flying, you still sit down with a coach after every show and go over every detail. What kind of things are you looking for when you do that?
Well, yeah, you know, my flying still sort of goes back to my competition days, and I have always really tried to stay true to that, where if you're going to do a vertical line, make sure it's perfect. If you're going to do a vertical roll, make sure it's perfect. And so there's a big contrast between when you're actually flying what we call an arresting maneuver or a classical maneuver as opposed to an airshow maneuver. And we try to blend both of those spectacularly into the airshow performance. And what we're really trying to do is a few things. We want to make sure that the airplane is positioned in front of the crowd correctly, which changes from day to day depending upon the wind and things like that. the positioning is key to the way that people are looking at the tumbles across the sky. The second thing is, you know, how well am I flying? Am I on point? Am I rolling correctly? I think I'm one of the few airshow performers in the country that actually treat it like a contest. To me, every time I get in the sky, it's a game. It's a game of how well I can fly. And we look at every single maneuver and we break it down from a standpoint of, you know, was it under, was it over, is it perfect, does it have high impact, is it low enough, is it too high, little things. Did we raise the nose high enough before we rolled? Did we raise it too high? All of these little things that we're looking at through the video camera after each flight. And then the other thing we're doing is, did our music and our narration, which is all professionally done and choreographed, did it occur at the exact time? So if you're going to be at one of our shows or at AirVenture here in a couple of weeks, listen to the music and listen to the narration and see, you'll find that it is all very, very choreographed, which is fun for us.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I know another thing you have to think about all the time is how to balance safety and risk. So how do you do that? What are you thinking about as you put a show together?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's a question that people ask a lot. The first thing you have to understand is that it is a risky business. It is definitely not out there playing tennis. It's not flying an airplane from A to B. And it is flying at the extreme. And that's what people expect out of me, is 110%. And that's what I wanted. Somebody said to me the other day, hey, when we watch you, we know that you're always going to give everything that you have. And that's the truth. I try to put 110% of effort into everything. So when we roll the airplane, we roll it as fast as we can. We pull it as hard as we can. And we just want to basically try to give these people something that nobody else can deliver. And that's 100% of your heart and your passion and your soul into each and every flight. And with that, there just comes a little bit of, there is some risk in there. So how do we mitigate that risk? It is through extreme maintenance, where we have a full-time crew chief who really does nothing but look over this airplane 24/7. And, everybody says that. What does that mean? That means that the cowling comes off once or twice a weekend. The oil gets changed every 7 hours. We're doing compression checks every 20 hours. We download the engine data after every flight and look at it to make sure cylinders aren't getting too hot, things of that nature. We do oil analysis every 20 hours. All of these things to make sure that the airplane is completely safe. Right now, the airplane is in 100 pieces on our hangar floor, going through sort of a mid-summer annual inspection. So we don't want any surprises out at AirVenture. We're going to go out there representing all of our great sponsors, including Wheeland, and we don't want any surprises out there. So when we get there, we want to hit the ground running, and we want an airplane that's going to perform perfectly for 7 days straight.
Wow, yeah, 7 days, that's a lot of flying. So EAA AirVenture is coming up in just a couple of weeks, So I guess you gave us a little insight into the preparation that goes into that, but what is that really like for you?
Well, for an airshow pilot, mm-hmm. It's the Super Bowl. It is really where every pilot wants to be. If you're a guy like me, I have sort of tried to embrace the history and the tradition that is Oshkosh and that is EAA and AirVenture. And it's one of those places where when you're flying up the west coast of Lake Michigan towards Oshkosh, you get that special flutter in your heart that you only get once a year, that you know you're going to be with a bunch of friends and family, whether they're friends yet or not, they will be by the end of the week, and it's just something that you can't create anywhere else. And AirVenture is a special place. And for flying in the air show, it doesn't get any better than that. And the reason I say that is that the fans are fans at this air show. A lot of the air shows we go to, they're spectators, but when you go to AirVenture, they're fans, and that's the difference. And you're doing it for an appreciative crowd, and when you're there, you need your game face on, you need to bring your A game, and you need to make sure that the people are seeing the best Michael Goulian that there is out there.
So if people want to find out more about your schedule for the summer and all that kind of stuff, where would they go?
Well, the couple of things we could do is love for them to come and visit our website at MikeGoulian.com, which is pretty simple. We also have a Facebook page, which you can find under Mike Goulian Air Shows, and also a Twitter account as well, and I do a lot of tweeting during events, which is kind of fun. But if you really would like to come and see the airplane and meet us at AirVenture, we're going to have a large white tractor trailer right off of ConocoPhillips, the square, just to the, it would be the south side near the antique area. We'll be there with a large tractor trailer, and we would love to see all our fans there. So have everybody come by and say hi. And the more EAAers we can meet, the better off our week becomes.
Oh, that's super. Okay, thanks a lot. And Michael, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's great. We're having a great summer so far. We've done about 5 air shows. We've got about another 10 to go. So we're just excited. There's been a lot of people coming to the events, and it's good to see people, even with the economy coming out and supporting aviation like this. And we're hoping that AirVenture is going to be just the same. We're going to have lots of crowd, good weather, and it just should be a great event.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you out there.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.